talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today. Exchange Club.
And away we go. It is a getaway Friday, January 17th, 2020. Here we are, 10 after the hour. There was no weather last hour. I don't know why. But it
well, did you
us.
Look outside? There's another blank sky out there.
Blank sky. Yeah. That's where the weather report went.
That's right.
And here we are. This is a show where we talk about anything. Now, we've got two big things to do here. Right? Usually, we have no agenda for this show, Charlie. But
well,
today,
how do you spell that?
Agenda?
Yeah.
A-G-E-N-D-A.
A-G? I thought it was A-D-G.
Agenda?
Yeah, agenda.
Agenda.
A-D-G-E-N-N-A.
But that's how they say it in Kentucky.
Oh.
Agenda.
No, I'll be darned.
Now, the two things we're going to clear okay. up. Were you listening this morning, Charlie?
No. Well, yes, I was. In fact, I was getting, isn't he ever going to blah, blah, blah?
Get a hold of the person.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get a hold of him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we are. Oh. For about 10 minutes here.
Not the boxer or the wrestler.
No, not him. But did you hear there's going to be a podcast now?
Yeah, I heard about the podcast, yeah.
It's big stuff.
Is
you know,
it?
The world, the podcast now is gigantic.
Now, how do you get a podcast? How do you receive it?
Well, you get yourself a well-known person, and then you tape it, and then you release it either on YouTube or through a podcasting service like Spotify, and it's there forever.
Hmm.
So you'll have to listen. When we tape the first podcast, I'll send it over to you, Charlie.
Is Spotify a commercial? You have to subscribe to it?
Yes. It's a commercial service.
Okay.
That's why when you get a well-known person and the podcast goes over well, then Spotify pays you. Because
really?
They want more people to their network.
Wow.
It's radio in the 21st century.
My.
Big deal. But before I get that person on the line... back during the holiday season, we were talking about food, and we've been very lucky. We have very devoted, devout listeners here at this station.
Yes.
And Charlie asked me if I brought my lunch today because we have two styrofoam containers and some forks and spoons.
Now, and tell me there's fruitcake in there.
No, thank God there's not fruitcake in there. No, not fruitcake, but somebody made us something homemade here.
Oh, really?
They certainly did. And I think they're still out there listening.
Oh.
But they brought it in this morning, finally, after a certain time.
Was that the person with the picnic basket?
Yes, that was the person with the picnic basket.
Howard, yes.
Howard did this. And what it is, I've never had this. Mm. I will say that. What it is, let's get it open here so you can really hear the styrofoam.
Yeah.
It is mincemeat pie.
Oh, yes.
Now,
I haven't had mincemeat pie in 100 years.
Well, here we go, Charlie. It's going to be 100 years.
All right.
We're bringing it to an end today. Let's get the...
I love mincemeat pie.
By the way, Charlie has told me again, I was going to take the Swap Shop theme song out, but Charlie says he loves it so much that I got to leave it in.
It's time for Swap Shop.
Well, today you were singing with the theme song for this show.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going talking.
Oh, yes. Marla Gibbs. Every time I see her on TV, I say, hey, she sings our song.
She does sing our song, the legendary Marla Gibbs. There's your mincemeat pie, Charlie.
Okay.
And I figure while I'm doing this phone call, you can nibble on that. But let's...
Right.
Now, I'm not sure what this is. Howard told me it looks like Vicks VapoRub. Are we supposed to put this on the mincemeat pie?
Let me see.
Do you have any idea what this would be in this container, Charlie? He told me. I'm just obviously an idiot and don't know.
Ooh, it looks good.
Yeah, but what is this, Charlie?
It looks like part of a fruitcake.
It doesn't look like a fruitcake. What
it's
is this?
It's got raisins.
No, this, Charlie, what is this?
Oh, that.
What is that?
I don't know.
VapoRub.
Vicks VapoRub?
I don't know. We're supposed to put it on the mincemeat pie, but I don't know. Howard, are you out there?
Well,
let me know what this is.
Good.
Well, Charlie, put some of this VapoRub on it first.
I got to put some on.
Ooh, it smells good. Smell that and tell me what that is. Well, maybe this is Howard. I hope this is Howard. Let's try it out here. Go ahead, caller.
Rum sauce.
What is it?
Rum sauce.
Rum sauce. Perfect.
Whoa.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rum sauce. Oh, Charlie,
and
I wonder
here
if
here goes the rum sauce.
Oh, man, we're going to get...
All over it.
We're going to get soused again.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
Your wife isn't here to drive you home
That's
today,
right.
Charlie. Oh,
well,
man.
Do it on my own.
Rum sauce and... You got... Okay. Boy, you took most of the rum sauce,
That's
Charlie.
That's right, yes.
Golly, what are you doing?
I believe in rum sauce.
You believe in rum sauce. Well, rum sauce and mince... Now, what is in mincemeat pie?
Raisins, beef, and...
Beef?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the meat part of it.
Well, I understand, but I thought that might have been just like a nickname.
Mmm. Boy, it's good.
Is this a southern delicacy?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. I've never had mincemeat pie before.
Oh, it's really good.
With the rum sauce.
Wow.
Mmm. Well, that's good. That's all that rum sauce is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good. This has to be homemade. You can't buy these in the store.
No, I don't think.
Well, that's good stuff, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll let you eat while I try to get this person
on
the phone.
You go ahead while I eat.
Yeah, you eat, and maybe I'll lick the fork later on. Whatever's left. Now, earlier on my show, I was trying to get this person on the line, and I think we're going to succeed this time. I have hope. I've spoken with them since then. I always like to put the dial tone on the air so people can hear exactly what's going on. Here we go. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Yes, is this our celebrity today?
Yes, it is. It is.
It is? Well, you know, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Now, this is our hidden celebrity that nobody knows who this is. We have some questions today as to who this mystery celebrity might be. Now,
That'd be great.
All right. Now, here are the questions we have. Now, I think we know the first one right off the bat, but are you male or female?
I'm a male, last time I checked. Okay.
Question number two. What are you most well known for?
A tagline called You Know You Love It.
Oh, that's good. You Know You Love It. Charlie, do you know who this is?
No.
Don't know who this is. Okay. Okay, we don't have an answer.
Kagan Vine?
Kagan Vine?
Is that what he said?
No, You Know You Love It.
Oh.
No,
okay.
You Know You Love It.
Okay, we don't have that yet. We don't have the answer yet. Okay. Did you ever play professional sports?
Not professional sports, no, but I've had the opportunity to introduce the Columbus Clippers at one point.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. Let's see here. Have you ever had your own television series?
No, but that's up and coming. It's coming this spring, as a matter of fact. During the spring sweeps, it'll be called Second Chance.
Oh, well, see, now there's something to look forward to. Second Chance from our celebrity impersonator. Charlie, do you know who this is yet? The guesses are coming in.
No.
I haven't seen the right one yet. Okay.
Okay.
We'll continue on here. Let's see here. What is your most well-known trait?
My voice.
Your voice. It sounds a little weak today, Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's okay. We'll take it at this. Okay, boy, we still don't... I thought we'd get it on that one. We still don't have it. So we'll continue.
Okay.
We'll continue on down the list here. What was your first job?
My first job in radio. I did radio early on.
Radio. You know, that sounds like one of those Dorothy Kilgallen questions. She used to ask questions like that. What was your first job on the old What's My Line?
Yeah.
You know, caller, we're sitting here eating mincemeat pie. Do you like mincemeat pie?
It sounds appetizing, but I guess, no, to answer your question, I've never really had any.
Well, it's...
But I'm gonna say I am named after a very, very notable, or should I say famous, baseball player.
Named after a notable, famous baseball player. Charlie, do you know? The internet's picking up here.
Larry Doby.
This is not Larry Doby. No, it's not Larry Doby. We were hoping for Larry Doby, but he wasn't available this morning on the account of he's dead, isn't he?
Probably.
Oh, I believe so.
Larry Doby's gone. Okay, here we go. This is an odd question, but a good question, I guess. Do you have any famous family members?
No, I don't. My kids were famous on a television show one of the doctor shows, became somewhat famous.
This is Joe Jackson. We've got Joe Jackson on the line.
No.
Famous Jackson family. Okay, we'll give a couple more questions here, and if nobody gets it, we're going to keep the Smoothie King.
Okay.
Let's see here. Let's get a good question in here. Okay. This is good. What made you famous?
A viral video made me famous.
A viral video. Charlie, do you know yet?
Ooh, no, not a viral video.
Not a viral video? We still don't know? I'm going to give it one more question here. Okay. Let's see here. What will the we got to get a good one here. I thought the viral video would give it away. Okay, that did not give it away. Oh.
Try it real hard, Charlie. Try it real hard.
Do you know, Charlie?
No.
You didn't recognize that?
No, I'd have to hear it a little more.
Go ahead.
How about this one, Charlie? How about this voice?
Well, you sound like somebody in the media, but I can't think.
Give us the line. That'll give it.
Charlie, you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies right here on WWGH. I'm your friend, Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice. How soon we forget.
I might have known.
Oh, I love you, Charlie, and I love you, Scott, and Mary, and everybody. I thought I'd get you with my other voices. You know, the old man, and then I've got the real rough rider, and...
Now, Ted, give us the what was the guy's Squiggy or Squeaky or something? Give me that voice you used to do, the whiny sounding guy.
Oh, you're talking about this one. This one was the real good one.
It was Shorty.
Shorty.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, listen, I want to say, Mary, I love you, and I still have my dollar bills all over with your name on it.
Ted, I tell you, you know what I want to do here, because we got a big announcement to make. That's why you called in this morning.
Actually, but, yes, sir.
Yes, but what I want you to do is, you had one of the greatest endings in radio. When you were on radio, you had a great tag end line. It's long. It's great. Tell how it came about, and then give us the end line of how you used to sign off all your shows.
Okay. Well, you know, back then, again, Scott, it was personality radio, and everybody had their little... sign-ons and sign-offs. Well, mine went something like this. That's going to do it for this edition of my service mission till I return to burn again in Chadburn. Brother man, sister too if you can, be nice to someone short because you never know when someone short has to be nice to you. I'm going to take two steps to the rear and get on out of here. But in the meantime, if you're on the highways and byways or if you're in the street on your feet, do remember to take it with care to get there. Until then, may your God be with you. I'm gone, Marion. Bye-bye. That kind of thing.
That is beautiful, Ted. How do you remember that spiel? I couldn't do that day to day.
Oh, bless your heart, man. Hey, listen, I got a reality show called Second Chance. I think we told you that, Scott. And I'm going to come and do a podcast with you guys to open up a new venue for this and to promote it and to promote WWGH and my friend David Jones with his health and wellness Living in Balance show. It's going to be great. Marion, I love you very much as a collective city, and I'm looking forward to working with you, Scott, once again, as always.
Absolutely. And for those of you just tuning in, Ted's got a TV show coming, and he's joining our podcast family. This morning we had Thunderbolt Patterson talking about the podcast family, and now the man with the golden voice. Once a week, a podcast with me. Holy moly, the podcast family's growing. This is big stuff, Ted. We're so happy to have you on board.
Thank you so much, Scott. I love you, and God bless you, and Mary, and Charlie, and Charlie's wife, and everybody. I love you guys.
Stay well, Ted.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'll tell you, Charlie, it's picking up. Business is picking up.
When the time comes, how do we... How do we get your podcast again?
What will happen is when these launch, probably within the next 2 weeks, you will be able to go to YouTube, is going to be our venue in the beginning, and you will search either Ted Williams podcast or Thunderbolt Patterson podcast, or you can search my name, Scott Spears podcast, and you will get these podcasts. Now, currently, we already have three getting ready to go in production, possibly a fourth within the next week. So it'll be Ted Williams, it'll be Thunderbolt Patterson, and I'm doing one right now myself that I've already started. So if you want to hear my podcast, it's called the BS Podcast. So you can go on. We've already done 7 episodes.
What's the topic?
Of the BS Podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Anything. It's me and somebody else. We host it together, and we just have a lot of fun not having any guests. We kind of do what you and I do here every Friday.
Big mincemeat pie.
It means Charlie has swallowed the whole mincemeat pie, and now he's choked himself to death. You have some. I about shut Charlie's fingers in the drawer earlier on. He didn't even say anything.
That pie was so delicious.
With the rum sauce. So you can go on YouTube right now and search the BS Podcast, and you'll get 7 episodes that we've already taped. And starting next week, you're going to have Golden Voice Williams. You're going to have Thunderbolt Patterson. So we're covering sports with Thunderbolt. We're covering media with Ted Williams. We've already got local with me and the other person I do the BS Podcast with. Charlie, we'll do a podcast together, you and me.
Yeah, what's BS mean?
BS? What does BS mean?
Yeah.
Do I have to explain that to you?
No.
No. No, it was actually a title that came up from the co-host of the show. It doesn't mean what you think it means.
Yeah.
It came from the co-host.
Bernie's glory.
Bernie Sanders is my co-host on that
Bernie
show.
Sanders.
Me and Bernie Sanders. Yeah. Boy, did you see the scuttlebutt him and Elizabeth Warren got into the other night?
Oh, yeah.
Man,
yeah.
She went up to him and said, "Did you call me a liar on national television?"
She can be rather, I don't know, I just don't like her.
Oh, she's got that Hillary. She's got that Hillary twinge to her, huh?
She just doesn't look like a candidate for president.
She acts like one the way she called out old Bernie.
Yes. Bernie should have slugged her.
No, you can't. You can't slug a woman, Charlie. We don't propose. Well, here, Charlie, you've been in every form of radio. You were here when we started with, vinyl records, and then you went to reel the reels, and then you went to 8-tracks, and now we're in the digital age.
Yeah, I never did have an 8-track.
But we're going to. You'll do a podcast. You'll join this podcast network.
Oh. That's something.
It's going to be a thing, Charlie. We're all going to be big and all just great.
As long as we have mincemeat pie.
Mincemeat
pie. Well, that is so good.
You should have bought more than a piece, Howard.
You've got to take a piece of that. Oh, my.
Well, I don't want to eat it while I'm on the air.
Well, I did.
You did. You've eaten the whole thing.
The whole thing is gone.
We're only 16 minutes in.
That's right.
Boy, Charlie.
That was good.
That hit the spot. Rum sauce and all.
Yes, indeed.
But don't forget to check out the podcast. That's the important thing.
Okay.
In the next week, but you can get the BS podcast right now by just searching BS podcast episodes 1-7 are already on YouTube.
Now, what does pod mean?
A podcast originally started as...
Point of destination.
They originally started because of iPods, because that's how people would listen to them, through their iPods.
What's an iPod?
It's a little device you put music on.
Like a crystal radio?
Like a crystal radio, and you got to crank it up and then let the tubes heat up, and it'll work. It's a little audio device that you can load music, our podcasts on, and you can play them while you're at the gym or running around.
Yes.
So that's how they got the name podcast. But now they're on YouTube and they're everywhere else because of smartphones.
Yeah.
But do you think this is going to be a hit, Charlie? You've got big name people who've never done podcasts before. This is big as it gets.
I remember the wrestler from 2 years ago at the Coliseum.
Yes, he did come with the cowboy hat and the.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very nice man.
But he just sat there and nobody seemed to recognize him.
Well, he's a few years older than he used to be. But he also has never told his story, which is very appealing.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he have, was it a union problem?
Had a union, tried to start the first union in professional wrestling.
Yeah.
And he was there. He was a main eventer back before the South was desegregated.
Yes.
Yeah, segregized. That's not the word I was looking for.
Yes.
Before it was D down there in the South. But no, this is going to be, and we've got one more person, well, two more we're looking to sign, and I think those will happen in the very near future.
Wow.
And of course, you'll come along with us.
Yeah.
It's going to be a deal, Charlie.
Oh, boy.
Big, this is going to be the biggest thing since sliced bread. And by the way, today's a celebrity birthday, somebody who's older than sliced bread, Betty White, 98 years old today.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Just a kid.
Good girl. You've interviewed her?
I've interviewed Betty White many times.
Wow.
There's a picture somewhere of me and Betty at an event in Cincinnati.
Really?
Yeah. I liked Betty. I should dig that up today and post it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Happy 98th, Betty.
Man, that's something. 98. I've got a little ways to go yet. 14. She's 14 years older.
She was a teenager when you were born.
Yeah.
She could have been your mother.
Yeah.
Would you have liked to have Betty White as a mother?
Well, I don't know. She acts quite a bit like my mother, like a caring person.
A caring? That's all you need is a caring person. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Doing well.
Did you say you're going to have a podcast with the great Thunderbolt Patterson?
You got it. A new podcast with the great Thunderbolt Patterson starting next week.
Man, I remember him back in the old NWA wrestling there. And I believe he come to the Coliseum one time when they were promoting wrestling.
He used to sell it out at the Coliseum.
Oh, yeah, he was a big feller, buddy. Had a sweet voice, you know? Just the most unbelievable voice you ever seen, you know? He tag teamed there with Ole Anderson for a while there. That's whenever I remembered seeing him.
Now, do you have access to YouTube, sir?
No, but I'm working on it.
You get there because it's going to be Thunderbolt doing a podcast once a week, and it's going to be Golden Voice doing one once a week, and then we've got the BS podcast, which is me and another person once a week. So you'll have, and Charlie's coming with us, so we'll have four big podcasts every week for you to listen to.
All right. Did you know they still have wrestling here, Marion? They have it twice a month, I believe. They have one down there at the old Cadet Hall. It's the second Saturday of the week. And I believe they have one up there at the YMCA the third Saturday of the week.
Oh, very cool. Well,
is that the old YMCA one?
The old YMCA.
Oh.
The old. Hey, that is great. Well, hey, just look. We'll talk more about it as time goes on here, but I'll let you know when the Thunderbolt Patterson podcast hits the airwaves.
All right. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See, Charlie, and you thought nobody'd care about Thunderbolt.
Yeah. It's interesting.
No, he used to sell out. This was his area.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. 5,000 seats. He would standing room only.
Really?
He was a great talker. Like that gentleman said, he was a great talker.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. Are you ready for podcast a palooza coming up here? It's going to be great because podcasting is not governed by the federal government. See, the FCC can't control that.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
So you can sell time on
sell that? Time. Charlie, we're going to make millions. We're going to be millionaires.
Sure.
But yeah, you can do those sort of things, which are different. So it'll be a different venture, but we'll still be here doing this as well because we love terrestrial and we love live radio. But like I said, the phone lines are open. Oh, we did want it because Charlie didn't give away the smoothie thing. So Smoothie King smoothie?
Yeah.
Okay, you have to tell me the answer to one of the two questions I was asking this morning. What did Barbara Walters used to say at the beginning of The View? She used to say a little spiel.
Yeah. Thank God it's over.
No, that didn't happen at the start.
Oh.
No, and then at the end, or you can tell me what she said at the end, which they still say every day. They say the same thing.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, every day for 22 years.
Glad you enjoyed The View.
That's close.
Close. Yeah.
Close to it. But they have a little line that they say every day at the end of The View. So tell me what they say at the end and what Barbara Walters used to say at the beginning before they put her out to pasture. 740-383-9944. I forgot to say this. The BS. See, you get talking, you forget things.
Right.
The BS, the B, and it's Bailey. Bailey and I do the podcast together.
Oh, is that right?
So it's male-female type of thing.
Okay,
get the point of view from both areas.
Right.
So that's who the B in the BS, that's why it's BS.
Okay.
And other reasons. So, now, Charlie, what else is big on the talking? We've done all that, and if you want a smoothie.
Well, let's see, what time is it? 12:35 already.
We killed a lot of time today. What is this thing? Is it a large smoothie? I've never looked at them.
It's a, I think it's pretty good size.
Have you ever seen Dirty Dancing?
Yes.
It's an awful movie,
oh,
Charlie.
Oh, there's one song out of that that really hit the charts.
It's a 20-ounce smoothie. Okay. You can win that if you tell me what they... Barbara Walters used to say at the beginning of The View, or what they say every day at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. 740-383-9944. But is that a movie you would sit and watch?
Well, I did. That one song, what's the name of it?
Dirty Dancing?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
It hit the charts big time. I sound like an old radio announcer.
It hit the charts.
Yeah.
You could do that little send-off like Ted did there. I'm going to take two steps to the rear to get out of here.
Oh, boy. Well.
So has anybody killed anybody at City Hall this week?
Oh, my goodness. What all is taking place at City Hall? Well, yeah.
I hear we're going to get a special prosecutor to prosecute the auditor.
To prosecute the prosecutor.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if we ever just took the time and actually got together and...
It's beginning to sound like Washington. They in a hubbub about this, that, and everything else. And what's happening to Marion in the meantime?
We've got to figure out things like who's going to be in charge of grants and who's going to prosecute the prosecutor.
And what plans are for the city of Marion?
I have no idea.
I mean, there's been a lot of progress. I mean, we have a lot of industry hiring a lot of people. But is there anything pending in the future?
Well, we're trying to find this lady's cat.
I mean, to aid people.
That's only I know.
Oh, that cat. I think that cat is probably long gone.
Oh, Charlie. You just broke some lady's heart.
Well, she realizes.
Well, she wanted to leave it on for another week.
Is that right?
$100 reward.
Oh,
somebody
my.
Should find this cat.
I think I'd go out and start searching today.
It's a black cat. Just go over to Clinton, Bennett, and Nye Street.
I got a white cat. How long would it take to dye it, I wonder?
Get that $100, huh?
Oh, my.
I cannot believe nobody knows what Barbara Walters used to say.
No, because that's another era.
Did we pass eras?
Yeah. We passed her era. She's old and gnarly and...
She's gnarly? I didn't know she was gnarly. She's 90. Betty White's 98.
Oh, really? Barbara Walters? Barbara Wawa is 90?
90.
Woo!
You know, she didn't like that when people called her Barbara Wawa.
I bet.
It was Baba Wawa.
Oh, yeah.
Because she couldn't pronounce her R's.
That's right, yeah.
You know, it's interesting that she made it that big career and had a speech impediment.
That's right. And speaking of Wawa, there are gasoline stations in Canada with that name, and now they're coming to this country, and so is another one from Canada called Sheets.
Sheetsus?
Sheets.
Oh, just Sheets.
S-H-E-E-T-Z.
Huh.
Yeah. And there was a joke concerning, where does a mouse go? Between the pillows and sheets.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
We found out last week a lot. We found out that the old Payless is going to be a cigar store.
It is?
Didn't we cover that last week?
I
thought so. We did it on this show. And that Golden Panda is...
Panda Express.
Panda Express.
It looks like they're about ready to go.
About ready to go. Dunkin' Donuts, the whole area is clear, but they haven't done anything yet.
No, they're really slow. There must be some entanglement.
With the city?
Yeah, probably with the city.
Got
to
dust up with the city?
Yeah.
This morning I got caught by a cement truck down here at the...
I heard you mention that.
Lord in heaven.
So I looked around when I went by. There was no cement truck, and there was no fresh cement.
Oh, there was a cement truck there about 7:30 this morning.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But
backed up traffic.
That building next door, they're going to have to really up it mechanically. I mean, the bricks look like, like they could fall out.
Is that the old Republican headquarters?
I think so.
I, you know, I'm not really sure about this health food store. I hope it goes over.
Well, I'm sure they, yes.
Oh, maybe this is somebody who's going to get a smoothie. Claim a smoothie. We hope. Go ahead, caller.
They're in there hot and heavy working in there today at the new Dunkin'.
Oh, really? What are they doing over there?
Digging. Looks like they might be digging a
foundation.
Further or deeper than that. I don't know if they're going to put a basement in it or not.
Probably, and then they have to bring utilities up and cement around them.
Yeah, they'll have to do all the plumbing first, I'm sure.
Right, right.
Okay, yeah, but they're in there right now.
So. Well, hey, thanks for the...
That's
maybe we'll have donuts soon. Thank
okay,
you.
Next week.
Bye-bye. Yeah, well, we want the donuts, Charlie. Time to make the donuts.
I want some hot and sour soup, and I've had I've had sushi 2.5 days this week already.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're into the sushi this week.
Yeah, Aldi's had a special on it. A lot of Chinese items. And boy, is it delicious.
I'm going to go out and eat. I'm going to be one of these Friday out-to-eaters tonight. But I'm not sure where I should go. What's a good recommendation, Charlie?
Well, a lot of people go out to steakhouse. A lot of them, they go everywhere.
They go to the steakhouse. They go...
Applebee's, always jammed. Red Lobster is always jammed.
Perkins is always jammed.
Yeah.
Well, let's see, what else do you got? Bob Evans is always
jammed.
The
Honky Tonky, or no, what's
the Honky Tonky?
No, it's a... What's the name of that... Chinese place?
China Walk?
No. Not to China.
It's House of Hunan?
No. You're getting close, though. I can almost smell the rice.
Oh, my. Maybe this is somebody from that place. We can only hope. Go ahead, caller.
Ralphie's.
Ralphie's. That's a good one. If I go to Ralphie's tonight, what should I have?
Well, we get the wings and we get the, they call it chicken chunks.
Chicken
and they are excellent with, you mix the sweet and sour chili sauce with, what is it, Parmesan garlic. Oh, my gosh, they'd make you slap your mother.
Well, maybe I'll go over to Mom's house over and give her a whack.
Boy, Ralph, you know, in Galleon, Ralphie's opened up a store over there, and it's gangbusters over there.
Yeah. Well, it gets pretty crowded in there.
Yeah.
Hey,
all right, guys.
Thank you. We're looking for dinner recommendations tonight. Where should I go? 740-383-9944. Or you can get a smoothie. You can head out to Smoothie King if you can tell me what Barbara Walters used to say at the beginning of The View or what they say to this day every day at the end of The View. How do they sign that show off?
Boy. Glad you enjoyed The View.
You're getting close. See, you watch it.
No, I don't.
You must have.
Years ago, I did.
Well, when Barbara Walters was there. She kept it under control. Now they're all nuts.
Whoopee.
That's right. But, you know, everybody's got to sign off. Like Walter Cronkite was... What did he do? He said something.
Oh, I can't remember now.
And that's the way it is.
Oh, that's it.
And that's the way it is. Yep. Okay, and then... who else has had famous sign? Oh, Joe Nuxall. This is the old left-hander rounding third and heading for home.
What about another television newscaster? Who else had a sign-off? Well, there's Tom Brokaw.
Huntley Brinkley.
Yeah, Huntley Brinkley.
Good night, David. Good night, Chet.
That's right. Yep.
You know, those would be fun trivia questions one day, all these sign-offs that people have had over
the
years.
People remember.
Yeah, like, what were some of the other big ones that people used to do? But The View has one of those. They have a signature thing that they say every day as they're signing off. What, Bob Barker, he had a famous one. Help control the pet population.
That's right. Have your cats neutered and...
spayed.
Yeah,
that was a very famous one.
It was.
Edward R. Murrow, good night and good luck.
How many of these people really remember? Wow.
People used to have character. Now everybody's vanilla.
Everybody's money.
You know, I heard of a, I like this quote, that they, even though Rocky Road ice cream is more difficult, vanilla ice cream gets boring. Basically to say, that some people might be a little difficult in life, but somebody who's boring is going to be just, it's a boring life. So you got to have a rocky road.
Yeah, Rocky Road's good ice cream.
It is. Better than vanilla.
That's just chocolate, isn't it? Mixed in with
chunks
chocolate
of
chunks.
It's got chunks of things.
Yeah, right.
I know, you know, The View has been on 22 years. I know people watch it. It's, or it wouldn't be on 22 years. And nobody knows how they sign off The View. Nobody's ever watched the end to see what they say at the end.
They're all dead now.
They're all dead.
Yeah.
Not your friend Joy Behar. She's still alive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my land. Oh, nasty girl.
No, she, Charlie, she's been on here twice.
Well, that doesn't make her an angel.
Well, she was nice to me. I liked her. She was kind of a...
But boy, she can say certain words and you see it.
Well, she just got her own view.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, that other show never got like The View. What is that thing in the afternoon, the other one?
Oh, what is it? The Talk.
Oh, awful.
Oh, yeah.
Awful.
Hey, all imitations are generally awful.
Well, you can't just throw a bunch of people together and say, oh, that's going to be a great show.
Especially women.
Yeah. Why is that especially women?
Because they like to argue among themselves.
But see, that's what made The View popular. People like that they're arguing with each other.
Could be. But
it's one of those... Well, you know what? You've got 14 minutes left to tell us how The View ended, or how did Barbara Walters used to start The View, and we'll give you a 20-ounce Smoothie King. 740-383-9944.
I got to go past there on my way home.
It's a depressing thing this week, though, because a place that you and I both work, Charlie, WMRN, has hit rough times.
Well, I guess so. Randy. Bigley's gone.
Bigley's gone.
And I like
Bigley.
And they put a whole list on the internet of all the people they've gotten rid of. And hopefully they did that so that maybe somebody will employ them.
Well, Randy, I worked with Randy the last
did
couple
you?
Yeah, last couple years I was there. Randy was a very positive energy guy.
But what's he going to do now? Boy.
Well, I hope something.
Yeah. Wasn't he working in Mansfield too at the radio station?
I believe so.
Was that iHeart Radio? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
iHeart. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, Bob Mason and Madge Cooper are spinning in their graves.
Oh, I'm sure. Everything they build up in Marion, and of course at that time there was only one radio station, so we had to really work hard at it.
You know, it doesn't take long to tear something down.
It doesn't, no. You do it overnight.
So we express our best wishes to Randy Bigley, and hopefully he lands somewhere. And all the other people who were let go, he wasn't the only one. There were quite a few.
Oh, dozens and dozens.
Sad.
Yeah, and their excuse was, we're modernizing because of the new technology. We don't need all these people.
More Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
More Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. Oh, my.
More whatever.
Yeah.
Whoever that guy is on in the morning that I can never remember his name.
Yeah, I've never listened to...
Skip Henderson.
Oh.
Is that his name?
I don't know.
Skip. I think his name's Skip.
Hmm.
One lady got angry because we didn't know his name.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I got a note one day that, why don't we know that guy?
Why should we?
Charlie Daniels. I don't know his name. I can't remember it. I was told it at one point, but I can't remember his name.
Hmm. I saw Charlie Daniels once down at Opryland.
Did you? With that big beard and his fiddle? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, my wife was talking this morning about Scott Sharber. I guess they bought into a radio station.
He did. That's
97.5.
97.5. He's on in the mornings over there, I believe.
Yeah. Okay.
We wish him the best.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye.
We used to operate out of that.
We did.
That frequency.
You and I both did.
Yes, we did.
We did.
Years ago.
That was not my most pleasant time in the radio business.
All the equipment we had. And
God. Do you remember the phone?
Oh, yes. Five different... And then the computer system we had, the keyboard kept falling on the floor underneath my feet, and it would screw me up, and I'd have to call for help.
Remember the keyboard was on a cardboard box?
Yeah, that's it. And I bumped the cardboard box, and off it came.
Now, when the phone would ring, you had to hit hold. You had to pick up the telephone, hit hold, hit transfer, hit another button, and then turn them up on the board.
Yeah,
By that time, they'd hung up.
That's right.
They didn't want to talk. Oh, that was awful.
Interesting. A guy worked with me for a while just to, so I could, well, help me handle a computer. And now he is a driver for, in fact, I think he's marrying, or maybe did marry an American girl. What was his name? He drives limos in Columbus, big time.
Trying to think of who it would be.
Yeah. Oh, I knew him as well as anybody, but
They gave me a guy over there in the early days, and that guy ended up in prison.
Really?
He's in prison now.
Wow.
Nice guy, though.
Yeah.
That's what they always say, though, isn't it?
We used to work with a guy that left his license on the wall, and he got sent to prison for being an arsonist.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't like a neighbor or something and burned up their garage. And
I believe this person went to prison for robbing a bank.
Oh, is that all?
That's all.
I remember once, too, the radio station supplied all the sports announcers with jackets with an emblem on them. So one of the announcers thought, I'll get me one of those, too. So he went down to Dugan's and ordered one.
Did that go over?
Not too well. No.
Oh, no.
Management, when they saw that, said, hey, did we order one for you? I don't know where that guy is now. He's probably in Timbuktu.
You know, all I've ever wanted, one thing I've always wanted, is one of those old RCA Victor microphones.
Oh. Hey, that's... Yeah. You just brought to my mind that jacket. Did somebody call... For that jacket?
Did they?
It's not a shirt, it's a jacket.
Oh, okay. The one you gave away yesterday,
yeah,
the Quaker Oats?
I might have to try giving it away next week, but it's a medium-sized jacket from the 40th anniversary of Kennel Ration.
Now, why did an old RCA Victor microphone bring that to your mind?
Oh, listen. Every time I watch television and see the old microphones, number 444 RCA, it was a bi-directional. And to change directions, you had to put a screwdriver in the bottom of it and turn it. And they were worth fortunes. I mean, very expensive.
Well, I don't even care if it works. Because, you know, like David Letterman had one on his desk.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Larry King had one on his desk. You know, they just were props.
We had two of the very famous ones. The 444, which was a stand-up, kind of oval-shaped at the top and bottom. But then there was another standard, cheaper microphone from RCA that I've got pictures of it. I got pictures of all of them.
I think I've seen a picture. Well, they used to have the station call letters over top of the microphone.
That's right.
And, you know, I've never gotten an answer to this. You know, all the stations back in those days used to have that jingle that would be, like WMRN had one, you know, WMRN, Marion, but all the stations had those.
Yeah.
Where did you get those? Who recorded those?
You subscribed to some service that did it for you.
Really?
Yeah,
does that even
cost
exist
you
anymore?
Money. Yeah.
Well, that costs dough.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Why was that? Every station had one of those.
I don't know. You know, it was identification. I can hear it in my sleep.
It was like WPIG, Alabama.
Yeah,
you know, they did that.
The one I always liked was KYW in Philadelphia. KYW News Radio 1060. Yeah.
We need jingles.
Yeah.
We got a pep radio back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have your theme song, which is like a jingle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
KDK in Pittsburgh. I don't know if they've got a jingle or not. But you can hear them any night at 1020 on the dial.
You know, I have a radio in my bedroom. I'm going to start turning on the radio at night instead of watching television.
Turn on AM, turn on WSM and in Nashville, Tennessee, 650 on the dial.
Is that country music?
Yeah, but it's they got a lot of the good old country music, you know, some of the not so modern. But it's a very classy station. They've been on the air for almost 100 years now.
600 on the dial.
650.
Oh, 650.
Yeah. And their Saturday night Grand Ole Opry broadcast is great. What I like to hear on that is their a group called the Riders in the Sky. That was the group that played the music for Toy Story.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and they're good. I mean, they're funny.
Well, I'll tell you something I did. After I took the Christmas tree down and got some room in the living room, I now have a, it's a radio tape deck CD player.
Really?
And so now I figure I'm going to start being a radio person. So maybe tonight, once I get back from dinner, I'll turn on 6:50 a.m., leave the television off.
Anytime after the sun goes down, you'll hear it.
And I'm going to listen to the live from the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, they have a Friday night Grand Ole Opry and a Saturday night.
Now, can I call into this thing?
I don't think so.
Oh, they don't have phones down there in Nashville?
You have
Nashville?
To be there. Their Ryman Auditorium holds, I don't know, over 1,000 people, of course.
See, I think that would be a fun weekend trip because it's only, what, 6 hours to Nashville?
It'd be ideal.
Yeah.
Because you could go honky-tonking.
I could go honky-tonking down to the Ryman Auditorium. Yep. I'm going to get myself a moonshine jug with three X's on it.
Yeah. And they say, look, who's that hick?
That's right. And I'm they're all hicks down there. They'll love it.
You ought to see some of their homes.
Well, I know, but they're rich. Hicks a compliment down in that area.
I talked once for a half hour with Minnie Pearl, and she was so down to earth and beautiful home. My goodness.
You talked for 2 hours with Lulu Roman.
Yeah, with Lulu, yeah. And I'm waiting to see her on TV again.
She's got that stark orange hair.
Yeah,
she
for
was
sure.
down home.
Yeah, she sang the other night, though, on WSM.
Lulu?
Yeah, they brought one of her songs back. She sang at Buck Owens' burial.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, she was,
Well, I think I know Lulu, so I could go down to Nashville.
You could.
Get up and audition for the Opry.
Yeah,
have Lulu meet me over there.
I'm here. That redhead sent me.
Yeah, well, I would go out to eat with her, but I don't think I'd want the bill with Lulu.
Oh, my. Yeah.
She's a...
Lulu's back in town.
Lulu. You know, we've had quite a few people here at this station. We've had Lulu, and we've had Mr. McFeely, and Gallagher was here at one point, and Ted Williams, and...
Whatever happened to Gallagher and his watermelon?
He's still touring.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I think he's playing somewhere here in Ohio in February.
Oh, my.
There's always something going on.
He never has gone serious. He's always acted like a nut.
Always, but he's a very smart man. Remember when he did the shows on language here?
Oh, yes, I remember that very well, yeah.
He was a good guy.
Oh, I guess so.
We've had quite a few celebrities. Thunderbolt Patterson was here with us, and Nikolai Volkoff, and... You know, you think back on 6 years, we've done quite a bit in 6 years.
It sounds like it.
I don't remember half of it, but it was it was very busy times.
Yeah. My goodness.
Ted Williams came to one of our Christmas parties.
That's right.
He did.
At least one, maybe a couple.
Maybe. And Mary Ellen has been to a lot of our things.
That's right.
She was at our last Christmas party.
Sure was, and my birthday party, too.
Your birthday party, which that is a great three-hour show.
With all those, former guys that people heard every day,
John Steele and
Gil
Steve
Gomez.
Stewart, Gil Gomez, the guy who works for the weather, what's his name, Keith Sider.
Yeah.
And the guy who put you on the air.
Oh, yeah, Ken Charles.
Bob Bender called in that day. Jeff Ruth was here. That was a day.
Yeah, on Facebook, you can often see Kim Wysek, who's the daughter of Ken Charles.
When I talked to Ken, I was shocked at how just a very... Because he's older than you are.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think so.
Well, might be, yeah.
And he's just a nice, genuinely...
That's right.
Well-ordered man.
He left Marion and went to California to start an audio something or other and I think failed and went through some tough times but came out of it. Great shape.
Doing good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're down to the final two here and I can't believe nobody knows how The View ends every day or how The View started under Barbara Walters.
Yeah, I don't think it's in the realm of
the pantheon,
realm of remembrance,
the realm of remembrance.
Yes.
That would be a good Rod Serling show.
That would be, wouldn't it?
The realm. I wonder what happens to all the WMRN history now. Do they just throw it in the garbage can?
It's probably already been thrown in there.
Thrown in the garbage can.
Thank goodness, a lot of the tapes I made for various occasions now at the Historical Society.
You know, and I've kept a lot of those things. When I was there, I kept a lot of stuff that was down there.
Yeah.
Like Rod Serling's only appearance on the air there was for D-Day.
Wow.
He did a D-Day thing. So that was interesting.
Oh, great.
But, you know, we're nearing the end of another week and another mincemeat pie episode here.
Oh, that mincemeat bowl is. It is so good.
Well, Charlie, do you have anything to leave the audience with before we break for the weekend?
Well, I could burp, but I'm not ready.
It's on its way up, though.
Oh, that was so good. I ate that whole thing myself.
And we still have a koozie.
Oh, yeah. If we were in Germany, that'd be jacuzzi.
Jacuzzi?
No, jacuzzi. You know what a jacuzzi
is? I know what a jacuzzi is.
Okay, yeah.
That's it
for
us.
Go.
I know. That's it for us this week. Stay tuned. More programming right around the corner. You won't want to miss. Stay tuned.
Corbinant. Consuming means soon plays upon the soul. And go on and on. This royal throne of kings. This sceptred isle. This earth of Mars. Yes, I did say to retain the dialogue.
To Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fair.